every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's raining outside. And
yeah.
59, so
we'd rather be sleeping. It's all right. It's okay.
Right.
Listen, I got a press release saying that Youngstown City School is going to be offering COVID vaccines to students. Tell me a little bit about that.
Right. We have our shipment in to offer COVID-19 vaccines to all of our scholars who are 16 years and older.
Mm-hmm.
The first doses will be administered at our UCare clinic. So we sent the paperwork home on last week for those students who are in person, and all those students who are remote. We mail the paperwork home to them. So the paperwork must be fully completed in order for them to get their vaccination.
Okay.
And if you did not get it, or you haven't received it yet and you want it, you can go to our website, which is www.ycsd.org, and you can find the documents on there.
Okay, that's very good. Offering vaccines for students 16 and older. So speaking of the students, I know we got a lot of different things going on here in the month of May. Tell me about the first graduation I think we have coming up with Youngstown Rand Early College.
Right. Our first graduation is Thursday, this Thursday.
Wow.
Youngstown Rand Early College. Actually, this is our second graduation because we did do Chauvin's graduation on Friday, which I didn't mention last week. So this will be our second graduation, and that's going to be Rand Early College. And we just want to congratulate all those high school seniors who worked hard during this COVID-19 time, because you have to remember these seniors have had 2 years of this, not just a year like our last year seniors were, March to May, so mm-hmm. a couple months. These seniors have had it for a year and some time, so we just want to congratulate them. You know, I have gotten some emails from people who wanted us to have full graduation like everybody else is around us, but we had already planned to do it this way, and I think it's the safest way to do it. It's kind of COVID is kind of spiking among those younger students.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about it because people want to get back to the regular work and regular life, which we can't do that right now until we get people vaccinated, which is important, very important.
Right. Okay, so diverting a little bit here, but was there even mention of prom this year? Did I miss anything?
There was. Well, you know what? Contrary to popular rumor, there was mention of prom. We even talked about it. There was a board meeting on Tuesday when I was questioned about it, and we talked about it, but traditionally, we haven't had proms. We've had some, but we haven't really had them traditionally in the last few years because we don't have enough students who buy tickets. Even this year, we had everything set up. At least at East, we had everything set up, and we didn't have enough tickets. So if we don't sell enough tickets, we don't do it. So in the future, what we're going to do? Well, next year, I'm going to help plan prom, and we're going to just do a citywide prom. That way, if we have 40 kids from one school, 40 kids from another, 40 kids from another, we got enough kids to at least have a decent prom and not, break the bank. And I don't want to say break the bank, but have it be something nice where we have enough kids there, enough scholars there to do it. So we're going to do that next year. I didn't make that commitment.
Okay, that's good, that's good. Okay, so moving on from that, let's get into the good stuff for the children. Last day of school, let's talk about that because I know I forgot, but you definitely know. When's the last day of school for students?
The last day of school is May 27th for students, and then for staff, May 28th. I know we have staff members who listen to, and May 28th is a record day.
Okay.
And since we're going to, in the next couple weeks, we'll be launching our relocation plan or where we're going to reconfigure our schools, we want to make sure we give them time to pack up and have their things boxed so when we move them, we can move them. So,
All right. That's good. All right. So finally, let's hit them with the locations for the food distribution.
Yep. Once again, food distribution is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it's at East and Cheney High School, Wilson, Paul C. Bunn, and Chauvin Career and Technical Center. And I just want to tell everybody, just want to say thank you to our food staff and Tassin and all the hard work they've done since the pandemic, or maybe even this year. We're almost hitting 1 million meals that we serve. So they've served a lot of meals. Those ladies have been out there in the rain and the snow with no light and just really, really grinding and making sure the community gets what they need to get. But we also want to kind of have a plea where people are kind of not coming to get them anymore,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to have to we want to make it where we can continue to do it. So we need people to come out and grab them, even if you can't come during that time. Mrs. Brooks and her ladies, they are in Central Kitchen, and they're willing to help people out. And I know we've had our Linda Hoy and our parent engagement coordinators who have dropped some off to people when they couldn't do it at certain times. So we have people dedicated, but we want to reach that million mark pretty quick, but we're almost there.
All right. Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you all for joining us for this Just In 5 Minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.